ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Active Reload, episode 94.
Games Fest!
Yeah, this episode, it's basically going to be all Games Fest. We got a bunch of new trailers for a bunch of new games. We're going to talk a lot about that.
Xbox Showcase, too.
Yep, the Showcase, I wrote it down as the whole weekend, even though the Summer Games Fest is just one show, technically, but it's like a whole weekend of stuff. So,
let's break down the crap.
Yeah, it's a Summer Games weekend. Summer Games Fest weekend. We got takeaways. We got trailers. We got reactions. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
Boom.
All right. Let's just get straight into the cream of the crop, if you will. Summer Games Fest, it was underway. It was a pretty good show for the most part, I think. Oh, the whole weekend was pretty good.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I don't like the Game Fest show in general was, I didn't think it was great. I just thought maybe there were two or three good ones.
If there's a...
out of 20?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's kind of what I think this is going to end up turning into, is Jeff Keighley is going to do all of the legwork of creating this event for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then Xbox and PlayStation and whoever, they're just going to put things right before it and right after it so that they can have their own thing as well.
Either way, I was happy about it. I watched a lot of it.
There were still some good trailers that showed during the Games Fest.
Jeff Keighley did cry, sort of.
Of course he did. It's a Jeff Keighley special.
Choked up
we should have bet on that.
I know, we should have. Well, we would have both
lost. I would have said no. I would have said no just for the episode, and then I would have lost.
Well, he didn't really cry. He choked up when he was about to announce Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, right? Yeah, okay. It's a good reveal, too.
Dude is passionate. I love
it. Dude loves video games. And you know what? More power to him for that.
And Phil Spencer is starting to turn into him.
He is, Phil looks very different. He looks great. Yeah. Shout out Phil Spencer.
What is this guy?
Started in the mailroom.
By the way, before we go. Before we start.
We just started.
No, before we start.
Okay. Are we cutting this?
Second place. I'll cut it.
Okay.
I don't care. I'll keep it going.
Right.
We'll do it live.
Right. Well, we are.
Active Reload, a video game podcast, won second best podcast in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, true. Second.
How do you feel about that?
I got that silver medal. I melted it down.
Congrats, dude. We deserve it. We
deserve first, I would say. I'm just kidding. No, it was, apparently it was a good weekend, according to you. So
it was fun.
Shout out our viewers, too.
Yeah.
And listeners, we appreciate it. Wouldn't be able to do it without you. So
yeah, we're going to
give you... follow, subscribe.
Maybe. Exactly.
Tell your friends.
We're going to give you the rundown of how crappy this was.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No, it's just
some of it
joking.
Good. Some of it was good. Let's start with, do we want to go in order or just the stuff that I wrote down here? Does it matter?
You know what? Can you just tell me some of your favorites and I'll interject?
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say my favorite.
All right.
And I'm going to say this first. I'm going to say my favorite at the end. And it's not my favorite trailer, but it's the one I'm the most anticipated out of all these reveals. And it wasn't quite a game reveal, but it was a big gameplay reveal.
So most anticipated for me, even through the whole weekend, we got this early, like I think on Thursday, if I remember correctly, Thursday or Friday. The 007 game. I thought the trailer was really good. I thought they showed just enough gameplay to keep me interested. I think they got all the vibes down correctly from IO with that trailer. I'm excited. I'm excited more than ever. And then, honestly, this could be kind of the direction that I can watch or I can see that entire franchise kind of going. James Bond.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had... Like if they wanted to, they could do... And the other thing is, too, these are not canon to the film. Canon.
Good.
These are separate.
It definitely feels like it's not canon.
Yeah. So they could really kind of make their own James Bond story if they wanted to. And they obviously have the support from Amazon MGM, who now owns the James Bond license. I think that was a great trailer.
I'm happy that I saw a little variation in gameplay. I saw driving, saw hand-to-hand combat, and some blending in.
Yeah.
And some shooting, of course.
Well, we talked about it last week, too.
And cover.
Before it, because we were recording last week, right before that trailer actually dropped, and then the trailer dropped, and I think we were both impressed is maybe the wrong word, but it felt like this was the right, like it felt exactly how we wanted it to feel when it came to James Bond.
I wasn't surprised, but
I'm
like, good job. I knew they were going to be able to do it, and it looks like they're going to do it just fine.
Well, and I will say the only thing that maybe.
I have one criticism.
Surprised by the look for him, for his character. He is supposed to be young Bond. Like this is pre, this is supposed to be like pre Casino Royale style Bond.
Yeah.
Casino Royale is supposed to be young Bond as well. But this is even like younger than that. So
I feel like everybody's young. Everybody looks young. Except, it feels like the man from Uncle.
There is one guy in here, the guy that's playing Q, I'm assuming, is an older gentleman. Yeah. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, everybody just looks young, which, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I think it'll be fine once the story
gets going. It doesn't give off Marvel vibes, but
no.
Kind of close to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great.
I think from what they showed from this main character, the guy playing the main character, gave off the right vibes, felt like he was kind of
smirking the whole time.
Early versions of what Bond is, and, you know, overconfident, cocky, can kind of feels like he gets out of everything and then something bad's going to happen. He's going to realize, oh, I got to harden up a little bit.
It's going to get tough.
So yeah, it's going to be, I'm excited about this. I thought this was a really cool trailer, and it's kind of a shame that we got it so early on. I'll be honest with you. Cause the rest of it rest of the weekend was a little, it didn't live up to the rest of this, to be honest with you, but I am kind of just a James Bond freak, so I was excited at this from the get-go.
IO did show off a level, an add-on for Hitman, which was Casino Royale inspired. Yeah. And so
not inspired. I think it's straight up Casino Royale.
And it would have been lost with all this stuff.
Yeah, and they got Mads Mikkelsen is doing Le Chiffre, which is very cool. I cannot believe they did that. And I think IO said something to the effect that they wanted to do this to show that they're really like passionate about doing a very legitimate James Bond game, not just.
Do you think that level would kind of play as a demo or even a proof of concept?
I don't think so. I think it's going to feel different.
You think it'll feel like Hitman?
Yeah.
This doesn't really feel like.
No.
This looks like the creators from Hitman, but it's a cover shooter with driving. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's like not Hitman.
It feels like you're going to get into a lot more set pieces, quote unquote, from this game than Hitman. So. Yeah, I thought this was great. Bad name.
First Light.
Not a great name, I'll be honest with you. It makes sense because it's his first
light.
His first mission.
Okay.
But yeah, still not the greatest name in the world. But, you know.
Well, I guess I might as well do the one I'm most anticipated for.
Go ahead.
Blood of the Dawnwalker or Daywalker?
You don't even know the name.
The Blood of the Dawnwalker.
Yeah.
That's from the former director, creative director of The Witcher 3.
Published by Bandai. You saw that.
And filled with a bunch of Witcher guys. It looks, sounds, and plays like The Witcher 3.
It definitely looks. It almost looks like if Witcher took a little bit more like Kingdom Come style.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It seems like the evolution of what Witcher 3 would be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looks like it's going to be good. I think that those guys make really good games and it's pretty hardcore. The music sounds amazing. Can't show you the music or let you hear it, but
just imagine Witcher 3 music.
Yeah. Witcher 3 music.
And that's it.
I love that. I love these Polish developers that do fairy tale ish type of storytelling.
Yeah.
They do it so well. So awesome. And plus I love The Witcher in general. And this feels like a spinoff from it.
Yeah, it definitely in some of the, like I said, some of the combat looks very, that was like kind of the only real gripe that I have with Witcher 3 when I played it was that the combat does feel very, you're kind of, after a while, you're kind of just button spamming because you're stronger than everybody.
Yeah. Well, so, they always had a leveling issue.
Yeah.
And I hope that changes because in the beginning it feels good, but by the end you're overpowered more than everybody.
Right.
And so it does play better when you're on the hardest difficulty and the second hardest difficulty.
Well, and the different, I mean, the aspect here where you are literally turning into a vampire and becoming Assassin's Creed style stuff.
Yeah.
Is pretty cool too.
It's just like Geralt, like taking the medicine, you probably turn into a vampire, you get stronger, stuff like that.
What if they did that in the next Witcher game?
Yeah, maybe. I also think that these guys I think this might've been the most mature game. There are gory games made for adults, but like this one has like the content and the story seemed like it was written by people who know how to write well.
Right.
And it's like a mature story and it's made for me. This is my type of game. I don't think this was the best trailer.
Right.
It's just the game I'm most anticipated with.
You want to do that next? Best trailer?
Yeah, I will.
You go first because I went first last time.
Okay.
Do we both have the same best trailer?
Is it Felt That Boxing?
We do. We do have both have the best trailer. So this trailer is amazing.
Oh yeah,
it's incredible. Great. It's essentially perfect. It's not as good without the sound. I'll be honest with you.
Nope. This is funny.
But one, at the very least, it's incredibly unique. And that is something at times that I think was missing a little bit from this Games Fest. To see this come right after, you know, your fourth Souls-like that you've seen in a row.
Oh yeah.
Maybe eight. Yeah. It was a very refreshing scene. Yeah. You're essentially a Muppet and you're boxing for the title. You're trying to save an orphanage. Yeah.
From unorphanable.
From unadoptable children, Muppet children.
Adoptable.
And it being torn down. It looks awesome. I love like Muppet style comedy at times when they turn it into mature style Muppet stuff. It looks hilarious. It feels like it's very in the vein of Punch Out.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah. It looks like that's what they're trying to kind of shoot for. You might
see it here pretty soon, but
yeah.
I don't know. This is in engine video.
Right. In engine footage is what it says.
It's not quite gameplay, but I imagine it. I imagine it playing like Mike Tyson's Punch Out. You do see for a split second right there, you see a health bar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
And there's like...
it might just be button mashing. Who knows? We don't know anything about the game.
No.
That's why it's not in near my like favorite of what I saw, but it was the coolest trailer for sure.
At the very least, the most unique. The one where I walked away, I was like, oh, this is... awesome. And there were a couple like the other one Out of Words. Very cool trailer.
I don't even remember that.
Can you pull it up here? I forgot to add it to the list.
Out of Words.
So it's a
typing game.
No, I wish we need more of those too. I'll be honest with you. It is a claymation game.
Oh,
so it's fully claymated in the trailer and everything. And you don't have a mouth. Out of Words. Get it?
I gotcha.
There you go. But yeah, it's fully claymated. Like the whole thing is, it's a
literally handcrafted. We've gotten one of those earlier a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What was that game called? Did you play that, by the way?
Midnight Walk.
Yeah, there we go. Midnight Walk. But this is co-op. It's like in the style of like kind of It Takes Two, I guess, in the sense that you're playing two co-ops and you're helping each other get to certain places. I
totally missed this.
Yeah. I thought this was so pretty. The fact that this is even being made and then made into a video game is insane. Yeah.
There is a trend going on right now. Have you noticed this trend?
Of clay.
Not the clay.
Oh.
Which it fits better with this trend, but this animation style. It's the Spider-Man animation.
Where
it's very low frame and...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Kind of stop motion-y. It works with clay because it is stop motion.
The Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, the Spider-Man animated movie. Whatever it's
the
called.
Name of it now. Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Definitely.
Then Arcane has the same kind of feel. Mm-hmm. It works really good in movies and animation. When it comes to gameplay, the South of Midnight did it too.
Yeah.
I thought it looked awful.
It didn't work as well.
Claymation is going to work fine.
It's going to work, I think, a lot better in a 2D style game like this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how long it took for them to do this?
Yeah, I can.
Well, that's true. We always think of like Cuphead, the fact that like every frame is drawn essentially. Yeah.
And this one's everybody's moving a sculpture, take a picture,
take a picture. Yeah, I can't imagine. Oh my God.
Some cool technology we were shown. A lot of Unreal tech, by the way.
Yeah, they had their hands all over these showings.
But there was a big variety of gameplay looks, I should say.
Definitely. Yeah. Apart from, again, we got, and this is one of my notes I took, way too many Souls likes. We need to really chill out with the Souls likes.
Dude, we got Mortal Shell 2, which is a sequel to an obscure, not very good, pretty bad Souls-like, and a sequel to Code Vein.
Yeah.
With Code Vein 2, which was kind of an underrated, but not great Souls-like as well. These things must sell.
I get, well, that's the thing is, like, it doesn't seem like they don't have lack of people playing these games because Star Wars essentially did one when they did like Force Awakens.
Yeah,
not did. Force Awakens. Sorry,
Force, I mean,
I do that all the time.
Jedi
Survivor and Last Jedi.
Yeah.
No, that's the name of the movie. What am I doing? Whatever.
It's the Jedi games I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jedi
Survivor. Yeah,
Jedi.
They went down that path too. And I like those ones, but man, I'm chill with kind of getting rid of, not getting rid of it, but let's leave it to Bandai.
And on to my next one, Ninja Gaiden 4, which is going to be a renaissance of that third person action style game that is not Souls-like. That's going to feel super fresh when it comes out, which is completely bonkers because it's not fresh at all.
I was going to say a return to when it was fresh back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s.
Yeah. Ninja Gaiden 4. What do you think about this one? Platinum Games.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't
know. Too Japanese for you.
I don't know enough about Ninja Gaiden. Like, I never played any of these games. It looks cool. Like, it looks amazing, without a doubt. Like, the blood and viscera looks amazing. However, I don't know anything that's going on. It's the same thing with, like, the Resident Evil trailer we got. Like, it's, if you don't know the stuff from Resident Evil 2 or 3, and then, well, they don't even mention anything going on from 7 and 8. It's, like, impossible to tell what's happening.
You're not going to know the story.
That's what I mean.
Who cares?
There's no, but that's my point is, like,
no one cares.
I'm driven by wanting to know what's going on. Like, it's hard for me to get through a game if I have no clue what is happening.
Okay, I got you.
But it looks great. Like, I can totally see why people enjoy this game and want to play it.
It's one of those games where it is definitely hack and slash button masher, sort of, with a lot of rhythm based timing, I should say, like square, triangle, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The old God of War.
Yeah. Yeah, true. It did.
Style.
Which one came first? Did the Ninja Gaiden come first, or the original God of War come first? Because one had to have been inspired by the other.
The original Ninja Gaiden came out when I was a little kid on Nintendo.
So 1968, right?
Yeah.
Got him. Zinger! Sorry.
So Ninja Gaiden, but like the 3D ones.
Right, 3D ones.
I think it was Ninja Gaiden and then Black, and then Sony made God of War, which was pretty revolutionary.
Right.
So that came out in 2004? 2003?
Is that right? 2004?
Three? And then Ninja Gaiden was probably 2001. It was like the first wave of Xbox games.
Yeah. Hmm.
So
it definitely had a moment, if you will. The style of gameplay.
They both had fixed cameras.
Yeah.
And God of War definitely had the better one.
Yeah, God of Wars is kind of legendary when it came to that part of
it. This looks great.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I can't wait to play this. I'm just happy to not play a Souls-like game.
Yeah.
And I love when Team Ninja and Platinum get into a really good combat system with world building and stuff like that. Neo 3 was also released, and a demo was released.
They had a trailer for Neo 3. That was a big announcement. Probably the second best Souls-like.
That's the only Souls-like where I'm going to be like, if it's not from FromSoft,
I'll still play it.
Yeah. But I'm real sick of it. I'll tell you that much.
I've been
saying that since we started the show.
Think of, when did these really start becoming popular? Like Dark Souls 3?
Dark Souls 1. But not Demon Souls.
I don't know about this, but this kind of...
Dark Souls 1 came out, and that's when everybody was like, wow, this formula is great. And then that's when it took off.
I don't know. It feels like we've had a lot more copycats since Dark Souls 3 came out,
It's an easy thing to do.
Right. Yeah. But nobody can make it the way that...
I'll tell you this. With Ninja Gaiden 4, if I have to light a bonfire, if I have to use credits that pour out of the dead bodies of enemies to level up. And if I lose those when I die, I have to go back and get it. Like, I will never play it again.
They're called spirits, not souls. So it's different. The absurd amount that we got from this. It's not just this. This fest or this trailer-a-thon. What do you call it? I guess whatever the hell it was called.
E3 wannabe?
Yeah, whatever. It's not alone in that, because there's plenty of other, that we got. I think we had the same complaint when the Game Awards was going on. We saw a bunch more of these style games. So, I don't know. The thing that's interesting, though, is I think the more that we get from these games that aren't as good as FromSoft style only helps FromSoft's ability to make those games.
I know.
Because it only strengthens their position as, easily the top dog when it comes to this genre of video game. So they'll just keep making it. And more power to them. I mean, if they're going to keep putting out Elden Rings, who's going to tell them to stop? They're making unbelievable amounts of money, and they're critically acclaimed. So, we'll see.
Do you have another one that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we can talk about, again, I forgot to put this in the playlist. This is my fault. I'm an idiot.
Another one that I don't know about?
No, you know this one. I just forgot to put it in the,
let me guess.
In the thing. You know what it is.
Plague Tale?
No.
Dang it.
Plague Tale looked cool. I don't know anything that's going on. Again, didn't play the Plague Tale games.
Yeah, they're okay.
Stranger than Heaven. Cool trailer. Yeah. Set in 1943. It's like alt universe. Looks like I don't know if it's a detective game, but that's kind of what they're hinting at a little bit. They don't really mention it. It better
be a detective game or else. Like, what the heck? Why the this noir feeling?
Yeah. Very much. Very Japanese noir style. Almost. It's not cyberpunky, but it's retro. I guess it's not neo-noir because you'll see it because there's literally, is it neon-noir?
I don't know. It feels like old school Batman, but in Japan. And it's Yakuza style gameplay. Yeah. It's from
Sega. And Ryuga Gotoku. This is his first game.
Okay.
I think their group's first game, but I think they left from Yakuza.
You can tell.
Make that game. Yeah, it does look very Yakuza. I wish we could play the music during this trailer because it's really good. Awesome. So good.
They never stopped talking in Japanese.
No, the Japanese character. They kind of hint at it a little bit. He's not Japanese. He's something else. And they mention it at the end of this trailer. There's an English character that approaches him and asks him, "Hey, where are you from?" You know, that sort of thing. "Where are you from? Are you a Jap?" And then he says something like, "Don't I look like one?" And then he says something in Japanese, I think. So he's like trying to blend in, kind of.
And a fight happened.
Yeah, there's fights everywhere in this game. I don't know. It's awesome, though. I guess you can call it, I don't know what this style is, but it's like, I want to call it neon noir because it is neon signs everywhere. Everything's flashing and stuff. But it's, you know, the backdrop of 1943. Obviously, alt history Japan because it's 1943 and there were not good things going on in Japan. Definitely didn't
look like that in 1943.
No, it did not. They were in the middle of a little thing called World War II. I think it's going to look awesome. Also, the way they flash these title screens, I loved it. It felt like perfect noir style, like way you would release the title of this game.
Yeah.
Just like a bunch of different movie poster titles. Yeah, it looks awesome. That's coming soon. Stranger Than Heaven. I thought this was a really cool trailer. Didn't show a whole lot. There was gameplay and stuff, the story, as far as that goes, there wasn't a massive amount of story to it.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, well, then I'm going to talk about one more, and then we'll probably talk about the next one.
That's how it goes.
It's hard to say. Ill.
A bunch of
Russians went through a thesaurus and were like, how do we come up with a word like sick and bad?
I want to make a bet. Once you're done talking about it.
Munfish. These guys.
Yeah. Atomic Heart.
These guys showed up at this.
Yeah, they were all over this place.
Good job.
Kind of crazy the difference in trailers.
This is a crazy trailer, by the way.
But just like the total tone shift from Atomic Heart to this from the same studio is kind of insane.
Now, this is a hyper realistic kind of gore fest where it really close quarters. I mean, just hallways and
Resident Evil 7.
A lot of physics. In the way, like if you can see clutter in the hallways and stuff, and a really good shotgun. And I appreciate a good shotgun in video games. So I imagine this is going to be like your semi-horror gore fest.
Yeah.
It's like the best things about Resident Evil 7.
Mm-hmm. Tight quarters.
Right there. That was straight from Resident Evil 7.
Green goo everywhere. People vomiting. Kind of gross. Then you have the guy with a mech suit on and he puts one round
some
in a guy.
Sort of quarantine awesome. That you're going to be stuck in the middle of. I don't know. Look great.
Yeah.
Look like just pure gameplay. You point and shoot and watch cool things happen.
I also wrote down the note at the end of this trailer. You're about to see it if you're watching video. I put down can straight kick baby zombies 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Thought that was cool. I wanted to point that out because that's a risk.
And that is a big risk.
If they're going to do that.
Munfish showed up with very big risks throughout this whole thing.
True. Yeah, they had a couple of trailers, but really quickly before we leave Ill.
Yeah, what were you going to ask me?
Yeah. This is my bet.
Go ahead.
I think personally, and I'll make this bet with you, we'll come back whenever this game comes out. I didn't see what the actual release date was. I bet you that Ill is an acronym for something.
No.
Lunch.
There we go.
Lunch bet.
How many bets do you lose and you never give me lunch?
Hey, hey, you're just around the corner from the next win, dude. That's what I said. No, don't gamble.
Atomic Heart 2, then. Might as well bring that up.
Atomic Heart. So this was the other game that, one of the other games that Munfish showed up to with was Atomic Heart 2. This is one of the bigger announcements, probably, of the whole of Games Fest. And, I mean, I didn't finish Atomic Heart 1. You know that. I've talked about it on the show.
I didn't finish it either, but
well, I didn't get very far. I was much more scathing is probably the wrong word, but much more kind of negative about it. I hated the main character in that video game. I wanted him, if there was a way to mute the main character and just make him silent, I would have done that.
He's back.
But the art style in the first one and seemingly in this second one looks awesome. What was it that you called it? You called it something when we were talking about it earlier.
I don't know. It's kind of like BioShock, but instead of the, I don't know, it's Art Nouveau, like, it's more like Soviet alternate history.
There's some of it that's like, it makes me think of Soviet Spy Kids.
Yeah.
There's like weird Spy Kids style monster, or not monsters, but like creatures and then like vehicles you're getting into and whatnot. So. Yeah. I don't know, but it looks amazing.
If like Fallout is like a nuclear powered 50s futurism, this would be a coal powered Soviet futurism.
Almost. Yeah. Coal punk.
Who knows?
Soviet coal punk.
It's definitely unique and cool. Yeah. And it is the best thing that is going for Atomic Heart.
Yeah.
You hated the character. Yeah. I actually liked him.
Yeah, I know.
Because he never stops.
He really doesn't shut up. And it's not that, like, there's other characters that are like that, but it's more like, and this is a weird problem to have given some of the games that I've played and have enjoyed, but he just, I don't know, the characters ran me the wrong way, but he was just rude for no reason to like the things trying to help him. Yeah. And that bothered me. I don't know why. I should probably go back and play the first one again just to see if I can get through it.
I had criticism. There were difficulty spikes all over the place. Mm. So sometimes it was hard and sometimes it was too easy. Some bosses were terrible. Some bosses were good. Some checkpoints were just outrageously broken. And but this game did come out for the original Xbox One, came out for Series X and PS5 and PS4. It ran on a bunch of stuff.
True.
It might have come out a little early, so a lot of people... there were experienced bugs and stuff, but I played it kind of
Eurojank.
About 5 or 6, definitely Eurojank. Yeah. This is Eurojank for sure. The quintessential
Eurojank
definition of it, but it's really good.
Yeah. I think I played it cause they had it on Game Pass. If I remember correctly.
They launched on Game Pass.
Okay. That's what I thought. I remember it running relatively well, but there was definitely points where it was janky, but you know, that's kind of as expected.
Yeah. I appreciated the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
You like always appreciate compatibility that. Off the bat.
You love that stuff.
Me too. I do.
Me too.
Me too. I do.
It was something I did want to mention that I picked up on that you have, you said you don't really pick up on is the way this trailer is kind of framed. From my perspective, and you have to get it with some of the audio with it too. To me, it feels like almost an extraction shooter. And I don't think they're going to go solely extraction shooter, obviously, but I think it's going to be maybe a story about someone who is an extraction shooter.
Kind of like Stalker.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because there are a couple scenes where seemingly your character or a character or something like that is going out and hunting seemingly like endangered beasts or something like that, creatures, and then giving them to people who had purchased that contract from this person, I guess. Hmm. There's multiple scenes of people dropping into certain areas.
Yeah.
They show you with multiple teammates at times as well.
It does like hint at a open world in the first game.
Yeah.
It's linear, but it feels like BioShock.
Yeah.
And the second one it doesn't really feel like anything at this point. Mm. I don't know what direction they're going to go.
Yeah, they don't really.
I'm going to assume it's going to be like Atomic Heart 1.
The first one. Yeah. But I think it would be interesting if they were to make one, make it kind of a reflection but telling a story in one of the more popular genres, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I got you.
Like if someone were to make a battle royale game, but it's a story based battle royale, like they made the literal Hunger Games of battle royales and video games. I think that'd be kind of a cool idea.
Be a great idea,
yeah.
James.
So I think that's kind of because, yeah, some of these shots, it's just like you're taking down very clearly a creature that's scary. You're taking out like some of its parts or whatever, and then bringing it back. And it shows you at this club clearly spending the rewards that you rot from that objective. So I don't know. It's just kind of giving that vibe to me.
Do you think it looks totally good, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, in terms of, they didn't show a whole lot in terms of like the actual gameplay
but
stuff.
But would you give it another try?
Yeah.
Definitely. I know maybe you shouldn't do one. You've already played it. But yeah.
I'll watch the video. It's like everything you need to know about Atomic Heart 2 or 1 for Atomic Heart 2 or whatever. I don't know. But if I get into that game and the first thing I hear is that guy's voice, quick uninstall.
Well, not really.
I don't know. I'm willing to give it another shot just because it's, I mean, the art really is selling.
Did you ever play High on Life?
No.
The guns that are your companions, basically, they talk to you constantly and they
have the squeaky voice and stuff and
they comment on everything you see. Now it is funny. Mm-hmm. It's funnier than Atomic Heart,
right?
But the same thing happens. It's just, you don't see the animation of your guy's mouth moving. You just hear it. Mm-hmm. So imagine if Cortana never shut up.
Yeah. That's a perfect example.
And I know that a lot of people didn't think he was funny. I thought it was funny. I just kept thinking it was ridiculous because he just would not shut up.
He will. Yeah, truly. I'm like, dude, the AI is trying to help you. Why are you so mean to this thing? I don't understand.
Imagine if Indiana Jones is never shut up.
Yeah, and he was mean to everybody he was meeting. It's just like, God, shut up, Indy.
I think it's funny.
Just find the tomb. All right. That's all we're asking for.
That's all I really had on my list.
Yeah. That's kind of all trailer wise that I thought was like exceptional.
The Cube. These guys did show off the cube, right. which was very strange. It looked like, I thought, because they showed it after this.
Yeah.
And I thought they were just showcasing DLC for Atomic Heart 2 that hasn't come out yet. But it's really a MMO in the same universe.
MMORPG is what they described it as. So apparently that's coming out not long after Atomic Heart 2 is coming out. They call it the Cube. What, an Atomic Heart story or something like that in the Atomic Heart universe, that sort of thing.
It has a great idea on a Rubik's Cube shifting like a biome.
Yeah.
So
it's cool.
Here goes like desert, forest, snow.
Very,
very gamey.
Yeah.
Video game.
Literally. They're very much like, hey, it's weird. This cube keeps shifting and we don't know what to do. Let's put people on it.
Yeah. Whatever. We can stop watching this Atomic Heart trailer.
The other one that really quickly I did want to mention, that was probably one of the bigger reveals, but the trailer doesn't really do anything just on video, but the Xbox Asus ROG Ally.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
X,
that.
Or whatever they're calling it. And by the way, it's ROG. People say Rogue. Apparently, you're supposed to say ROG.
I always say ROG.
That's what they say.
ROG Ally.
Terrible name. Absolutely terrible name. Xbox. It's officially the Xbox Asus ROG Ally Series X, I think is what they're calling it. Because they're calling it Series X. Yeah. So terrible name. But apparently going to be a very strong handheld to kind of go up against Switch 2.
I get it, but the ROG Ally is basically a Windows handheld.
Right.
But this one, you're going to be able to do Game Pass.
Yes. Well,
and Microsoft stuff.
So on this one, apparently, because I watched somebody who had an early access, I guess, if you want to call it, to it. And they've really stripped down like a lot of the Windows stuff. So it's only just there to play like Xbox games, Windows games and whatnot. It's bigger, like the screen is bigger and everything like that than the original. It's bigger than the Switch 2. I think it's just a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller than the Steam Deck. And the big thing, like the big selling point, was the nativity to Microsoft and Xbox's like home and everything like that.
Yeah.
So the way that they were kind of selling it was that if you're looking to get into PC gaming, this is like a very good first step because it is Windows stripped down to just the stuff that you need in order to play games.
You know what's really cool is the Switch 2 has the... You can take the controller out and use it as a mouse.
And
apparently it works really well. It's just there's not a lot of software on the Nintendo Switch 2 that can even use it.
You're going to need it when Stitcher starts happening.
Exactly. But that would be really cool with this Ally, although you can't remove anything.
No.
The biggest problem I had with the ROG Ally, I've never played one, but when I was looking into buying handheld things like
Switch.
The Steam Deck and stuff in the Switch, they had really bad battery life.
Yeah.
Is the worst out of the big three.
Nintendo, Steam, and
the Ally had the worst.
Yeah.
That's, I saw that as well. This one apparently, because they're stripping down a lot of the stuff, and it's not gonna like, so like for the original Ally, because they had stuff running in the background all the time, even when you were like, when you shut it down, it was still technically running because it was running background apps and stuff like that. So apparently with this one, because they've stripped all of that out, it's really acting like a console where it actually shuts down.
Okay.
And then you could charge it and everything like that. So, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. I think that was kind of an underrated show because, I mean, it's Xbox's first real foray into it being like, just, hey, this is...
I just thought it was weird because people were anticipating a Xbox handheld.
Yeah.
And this is not their handheld, but they've put their name on it. Yeah. So is it an Xbox?
It's an Xbox handheld, I think, as much as Microsoft wants to jump into the Xbox handheld
It's as stuff. Much as, like, the next Elder Scrolls is an Xbox game.
Right. I mean,
it's really feels like it's a Bethesda game, but Xbox owns them.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the fact that they gave Asus the ability to basically use all the native hardware from a console and put it into this handheld. I mean, that's big. They've never really done that before. Before it was like, hey, it's kind of brought to you by us. You can run Windows things on it, but it's not.
And Steam,
right.
Apparently.
And yeah, you can still use Steam on it. There was another one that they mentioned too. I can't remember.
A bunch of emulators.
Yeah. Which will be nice.
I'm sure.
One of the other things too, that I don't think they touched on, and probably on purpose, you're not going to be able to play every Xbox game on this.
On Game Pass?
On the Asus thing.
Okay.
So it's anything that has Xbox Play Anywhere on it. It's not every Xbox game, though.
Oh, that's actually not a lot.
That's right. That's why I think that's kind of streaming.
The Xbox Anywhere is the streaming version.
It's the cloud-based stuff.
Okay.
So it's not directly...
I'm not going to be able to install
games. You're not installing games
Are you positive?
From what I understand, you're not installing games directly into this console.
That's a big no-sell for me,
right?
Then.
And that's the other thing, too.
I don't want to say that because that might not be true. I don't know about that.
The other thing that's interesting is, like, some of the games that they show, like Outer Worlds 2.
Yeah.
They made a very, from the person I was watching who got hands-on with it, they asked this question, and they were not able to say if they were going to be able to put, like, Outer Worlds 2 on this, because it's not available for Xbox Play Anywhere yet. So, I thought that was very interesting. They kind of cleverly left that out a little bit and made it seem like it's something you're just going to be able to take and play all your Xbox games. That's not necessarily the case. It's anything that's Play Anywhere.
Okay.
So.
Well, in closing,
we'll see.
You mentioned... Obsidian's game, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Outer Worlds 2. I don't think, I'm just not hyped on it. It looked great, but I thought Avowed was like
mid
game. I forgot about that. And then I thought, Outer Worlds 1 was an okay game. Mm-hmm. And this one looks good, but I just have a feeling it's going to be another okay game. Plus it's $80 if you don't have Game Pass, which is a lot for a company that makes like AA style games. So
yeah. It's the first, I think I saw that it's the first Microsoft made $80 across the board game that they're coming out with.
They really are pushing the Game Pass. I mean, why would you buy?
It doesn't make any sense to have
it. So don't buy it because you're technically not going to own it. No. So you might as well just rent it for $5 if you've never had Game Pass, which you probably can get $5 for a month.
You know what sounds really good right now? Gamefly.
Food?
Gamefly. You remember Gamefly?
Yeah, of course I remember
Netflix
Gamefly.
Netflix of games. Oh, ahead of their time. Honestly,
really ahead of their time.
Anyways, the thing I will say about Outer Worlds 2, some of the stuff they showed off that I thought was actually kind of cool, and they did do this in Outer Worlds 1. Some of like the negative passive abilities you get with some of your good abilities. So like one of the ones they showed off is if you're a stealth character and you're constantly like crouching, anytime you stand up, your knees pop in the game and it alerts the people around you.
That's
so you
funny.
Have to stay crouched like all the time.
I will say my favorite thing about the first Outer Worlds game was they did a really good job at speechcraft. Like if you didn't want to do combat and you just wanted to convince everybody to do whatever you wanted them to do, they had a really good like character.
Yeah. Progression for that.
Exactly.
And then dialogue tree that kind of fit that play style.
And I really like Pillars of Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
The old ones, 1 and 2. And I know Avowed is in the same universe, but it didn't feel anything like it. So
I
like their stripped down, cheaper games.
Yeah.
Like Pentiment.
Obsidian.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, I got an idea. How about you just remaster New Vegas?
You want to talk about what we're playing? Or notable games releasing this week?
We can, what are we playing? No, Notable Games. Notable Games we're releasing this week.
Yeah.
We're releasing. Notable Games we're releasing this week.
Let's go through this quick.
Dune Awakening. It's out on PC. Go play it. Let everybody know. Let all the console snobs know what's going on. All right. Is it a game? Is it a bad game? Snobs. Who knows?
My cousin, Garrett.
Shout out G-Man. Get it? Because Half-Life.
Yeah. He, I believe he's been playing this a lot. And I think he thinks it's really good.
I've heard it's good. Solid Dune game, which, and Steven Schreffler has given us the thumbs up,
yeah.
Which means it's good. So go buy it.
You know what's not good on PC?
Mind's Eye. Yeah, this is getting kind of destroyed on Steam reviews,
unfortunately. I think this game, apparently it's kind of broken, right? Early reviews were like, it's a lot of glitches.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the internet just, and gaming in general, just they attach to something that has failed or is failing and they just destroy it.
The internet loves to find one particular thing. One of the greatest quotes I've ever heard is, there's a main character on the internet every single day and your life's goal should be to not be the main character.
Okay.
That should be your goal.
Gotcha.
And that's sometimes games end up being that. And Mind's Eye feels like it's being like that in the wrong way. And it's kind of getting dunked on. I don't know what it's going to look like. I might play it. I don't know. It's the first game from these developers, Build a Rocket Boy.
Yeah.
We need to really talk about the titles and type the names of your development teams. I don't understand that title. Maybe it makes sense to them. I hope it sells well, because I do like to see, like, we wouldn't get Clair Obscur.
I know.
If first time developers didn't make games.
Yeah.
They just need to happen, you know? So maybe this one's a swing and a miss. Maybe the next one's you know,
well, they have another one coming down the pipeline, so pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mind's Eye 2.
No, it's Electric. I forget what it was called, but something else. But this one looks good.
Space Marine Mastercrafted Edition. It's a
What is it, James?
I forgot to put.
What is this, James?
I actually was trying. I was going to put quotes around this.
Oh yeah,
and I forgot to.
Please read.
It's a remaster slash up-res.
If this is not
first Space Marine.
If this is not a remaster, I don't know what is a remaster, James.
It's not a remaster.
I mean, it's an up-res of textures.
It's an up-res. It's an up-res game. It's every game that gets
4K up-res. Textures. There's new character models. There are new dialogue. It is a remaster, dude. It is a pure remaster.
It's better
than most remasters in terms of the list of what it has.
Well, exactly.
Upgraded.
Well, that's the thing, is we've muddied the waters on remaster at this point so much that I'm like, I don't know.
Do you know I went to go play this game last night? Because I thought it came out yesterday.
It comes out today.
And I had it downloaded.
Yeah. Awkward.
And I was like, oh, I'm getting ready to play it. And I had my entire night ready to play this game.
That's bad.
And I couldn't. And I was so mad.
Then you got to figure out what to do for the next.
I stopped playing minutes. Video games. I was like, you know, I'm going to bed early.
I'm pissed. I don't want to play games no more.
I went to bed early.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'll play as soon as I get home. But
the worst. I'm going to play when I get home too.
Yeah.
Quietly. The next one.
No, very quietly.
Rainbow Six Siege, the Siege X update is out today. It's out right now.
What?
It's out right now. It's going
on
right now.
Is it just one map?
I don't know. That's probably the problem from Ubisoft, because I don't know anything about this update other than that first trailer that they had, the big announcement.
Fell flat.
And everybody was like, you know?
Like, hey, you can shoot.
Fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers.
It's perfect the perfect time, to jump in.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's true. I guess if like sarcastically, was that a sarcasm?
I'm seeming. Yeah, I don't know. It's we'll see how this appeals to the people. But when they first showed it, we were like,
okay, I have so many problems with Rainbow Six Siege. I think the Rainbow Six Siege went from 2015 to 19 or something.
Yeah.
Was one of my favorite video games of all time. That game doesn't exist anymore. It's all slow
totally
now.
Different.
I was just talking with friends of ours of the show. And we were all kind of just making fun of the fact that everything's so slow. You ADS slow, as if in real life we wouldn't be able to like ADS quickly. I don't know. It's just, I know it's for balancing reasons. They just have rebalanced this game so many times that it feels weird.
Yeah.
And now when this Siege X announcement happened, I was kind of pumped. I was like, let's see where they go with this. And it's just, it wasn't where I thought they'd go.
They made a mode, I think, like a different mode. They have a map. They added some things to all the existing maps that are more, Levolution type stuff.
I thought the graphics didn't look very good.
I there was nothing that really
They changed the lighting big time.
Yeah, but also like the way that they described it was like, we're going to change the way that Siege is played forever. Yeah, and I was like, okay, they're going to switch like guns around to different characters and really make it so that everything kind of feels different. And it's not really from what we've seen. It's just...
It seems like, well, it came out now. Maybe we should pump our brakes.
Pump our brakes.
But the beta...
Yeah.
It seemed like a timed event.
Yeah.
That they've done multiple times.
Numerous times. They do basically every couple months.
Remember the showdown event where it was just like 3v3 with smaller maps? There's like two or three small maps. I thought that was a big gameplay change and they never went back to that.
Yeah.
And if they were like, hey, Siege X is that, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to be playing constantly. But it's this bigger map that has weird things in it.
New game mode. That was it.
Not very good.
They're like, hey, we're bringing back the hostage mode. It's like, what? That's in the left.
What the heck is Zombie Army VR?
Zombie Army? That's a pretty popular game. Pretty popular franchise. I think there's like three of them.
Are you talking about the third person shooter?
They're putting it in VR.
Like the Bohemia guys?
Yep. Okay. The people that do Sniper Elite, right? Yeah.
Bohemia? Anyways.
Something. Yeah. They're making a VR game.
Cool.
zombie VR game. There you
zombies.
Go. June 12th. Hey, have you had enough zombies?
Did you watch the VR for Deadpool? How bad was that?
Oh, it's terrible.
That was the worst game of the show.
It's brutal.
Deadpool with horrible like Reddit humor. Yeah,
it's Deadpool.
I get it, but it's like I never really liked Deadpool. Not just Ryan Reynolds, but the character. I grew up watching or reading comic books. I never even really breaking the fourth wall is not funny to me. Well, it's Looney Tunes.
It's not funny anymore, especially.
And so in the VR looked like a VR game from 2008 or 9.
It looked so bad, I immediately sold my Meta. Not true. I didn't actually do that, but I was on the verge.
Anyways, go ahead.
And then also this one snuck under the cracks for me. I forgot about this game. I've seen ads for it, but I never saw the trailer. The Alters is what it's called. Series X, PS5, PC, comes out the 13th.
Yeah, looked interesting.
So, single player, base building strategy game, essentially. You are altering versions of your character to help get off of a planet that you're stranded on while having to combat the multiple different personalities that those alters have developed, essentially. Okay. So like your base version, your actual version of yourself, you'll alter yourself and that version of you ends up falling in love with your wife. And you have to be like, hey, she's my wife. You can't be in love with her. And then they end up doing things that you have to combat them with. It's kind of interesting.
Okay. Is this an adult only game?
No.
Damn it.
Adult only games. No. It's a very death loop.
Okay.
Because you have 3 days, essentially. And if you don't do it in the 3 days, you start all over.
Okay.
So you have to keep finding a way to get off the planet. Looks kind of cool.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Interesting enough. So, yeah. And then the big one.
The big one,
June
everybody.
16th, the Gex trilogy coming back. Xbox Series X, PS5, Switch, PC. Get ready, you Gex heads. It's time for the Gex trilogy to come to next-gen consoles. Did you ever play Gex?
Yeah, I played all of them.
Man, I knew you
it
would.
It was like Enter the Gecko. I think it's 2 or 3.
The Enter the Gexo?
Gecko.
Oh, sorry.
Gex. Enter the Gecko.
Is it Enter the... Because they're making fun of Enter the Dragon? Because that's really funny.
It's more of a Bond style.
Oh, okay. That's funny if that was what they were doing, though.
But I think that was 2... The first one is a side-scrolling game platformer, and I think that one's the best one. Once it went the Spyro route.
Yeah.
3D. And it was okay. Mm. It had great humor, but the gameplay was bad. I remember this game a lot. The covers were great.
Yeah.
And the trailers and the magazine ads and everything, they were awesome.
It was Gecko James Bond.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Who's asking for this?
I don't know.
This guy, maybe. But everybody else, I don't know. He's wearing green because he's excited for Gex.
Yeah, I am. That's why I wore it.
He can't be more excited for the Gex trilogy.
Not because I love Star Wars, of course.
No, it's the Gex trilogy. It's back. So, yeah, that's coming out June 16th. Anyways. They're coming back.
So we have about 1 minute to talk about games we're playing.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Can I talk about what I'm playing? Because what I'm playing is something that came out recently, and it was also announced at the game show.
Yeah,
Splitgate 2.
Release announcement.
So there was a beta for a while, and then the beta was a little too quick. Because there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed, like mouse and keyboard on consoles is completely broken. It feels fine, but you can't see your cursor in the menus. You have to use your controller and your mouse and keyboard. I don't know. Yeah. They haven't changed that since the beta, but, they announced a battle royale kind of, pompously, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And, it was awesome, but,
a lot of people who've never heard of Splitgate, but they play BR. So I feel like a lot of Warzone people started jumping on this game and started just review bombing
That's how they're trying.
And it's kind of, they're kind of crazy. I thought the BR is great. I mean, it's a good game mode. It's a good addition to Splitgate 2, which I think Splitgate 2 is a fantastic multiplayer game, free to play multiplayer game. But people are like, oh my God, that's a $70 skin. And they made a big fuss. And then the developers were like, you're right. It's too expensive. Yeah. So they brought it down, I think, by half. And it's still $40.
I was gonna say, much. That's still
$35, $40 is way too much for a skin. But they listen to the community, but don't listen to these people. These people are crazy. Where they're just,
well, that's who they're, I mean, they're making a BR. They're trying to appeal to mass people.
I just think BR is, I don't know why it has to come with this toxic wave of
teenagers. That's what most people play, man. Teenagers, anyways.
I don't know.
Not playing anything else.
But I mean, it's a arena quake style.
Yeah.
Tribes like Halo, old school Halo shooter. It's, kind of hyper competitive. The first Splitgate, not some, it was way more casual and probably a little bit more enjoyable.
It's going to get sweaty, ladies and gentlemen.
But I've been having a lot of fun. I've been playing the heck out of this game.
Splitgate 2,
man. It's fantastic. It's definitely one of my favorite games of the year for sure. I think for some reason, I think that people are missing out on Fragpunk. If you want to play a free-to-play game that's not like this,
also probably a more casual too,
or the finals.
Yeah.
I don't know why all this toxic wave of teenagers have attached themselves to Splitgate 2, but they have.
To be fair,
really good.
To be fair, the pompacity.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah. I'll call it.
I mean, that kind of attracts that kind of attention. You know?
I guess you're
right. On both sides.
Me and James are talking about it, and we were like, sometimes a fighter comes out, and in order to really get his name out there, he starts talking crap. Floyd Mayweather or something. That's what you do. And they're trying to be Floyd.
Right.
And then usually if they can back it up, it works out. But if you get knocked out in your first...
Right.
Your first fight, then everybody will forget about you and make fun of you pretty hard. But I don't think Splitgate is getting knocked out. I think the game's awesome.
Well, that's the thing is, even if they were, they wouldn't care. Like that's, you have to keep up that act in order for it to be sold.
You do.
Another example would be like Shedeur Sanders, Colorado. Nobody cared about Colorado football for the last 20 years until Deion and Shedeur went there and they were, you know.
They also recruited pretty dang
well, good. Well, it's Deion that helps.
Yeah. Should have recruited some defensive linemen, but anyways.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to college football segment. Speaking of, I've been playing college football 25.
Still getting ready for 26?
Yep, getting ready for 26. Comes out in essentially a month. Clair Obscur, I'm going to beat it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the verge, all right?
This guy's level 80-something.
85, level 85. I was cruising. I put probably 48 hours into that game.
All right.
Oh, it's awesome.
You're going to cruise through the ending so much. Just watch it on YouTube. Why do you even need to play it?
The last guy is not even going to matter. I'm going to be like, snap my fingers. They're gone. It'll be easy. And then also I'm going to get into Adam Fall again because I had to put that one down for Clair Obscur. Yeah. So I want to get back into Adam Fall.
That's good. Well, I started playing Alone in the Dark because it was free on PlayStation Plus. And that is the newer Alone in the Dark. And it's way too scary. So,
well, I mean, you are alone in the dark.
I thought that game kind of sucked, you know, like
this is the newer one.
Yeah. The new one with the actor that's clearly in it. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But
actor.
Yeah. He was on that wannabe 80s, 90s show. I forgot what it's called. Anyways. It is okay, but it's really scary. It's like a really scary game and a mediocre game.
Christian Slater?
Nope.
Steven Dorff?
Nope.
I don't know any of these other people.
Wow, Alone in the Dark. All these people are in it? Holy jeez. Edward Canby.
This is the movie.
Edward Canby.
This is the movie.
It's Edward Canby.
Oh, it is Edward
Canby? Just type that in. You'll figure it out. You want to put a face to this guy? Is that really that bad?
Yeah. Well, now I'm interested.
There you go.
Oh, this guy.
Hey, look at.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the game.
Look at that.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. That's it.
That's it.
That's it for our new stuff. Thank you for watching. But before we leave, we're going to guess the game. Active Reload is going to guess the game again. Let's freaking get into it. We're going to guess a couple of these because.
Tell us what this game is, James.
Imagine seeing a frame of a pixel, one frame of something that you are interested in. and you have to guess what that game is based on the frame. You get six guesses. And this first one looks like a box wrapped. It's not even a box. It's a like a weaved basket, at least from what I'm telling. From what I can see.
My gosh. That looks like a horror game from the PlayStation 2, possibly 3 era.
Resident Evil?
I'm going to say...
One of the Resident Evil
games? You know what I'm going to say?
Resident Evil 4. 5.
It has that 360 PS3 look,
yeah,
which is brown with a blue tint. Resident Evil. I'm going to say Condemned.
Ooh.
Criminal Origins. It could be Resident Evil. I'm going to guess it's a horror game. Nope. Not. Whoa. I was wrong. This 72. Like, here's the hint. We get 5 guesses, by the
72% way. 72% on Metacritic. It's got some beautiful brick tiling down. Looks like a bathroom, maybe.
That looks awful.
We're going to open this up. Maybe make it an open floor.
Yeah. How about we skip this hint?
What is this? This is Wii Fit Trainer.
We just got
demonetized. This is a man wearing underwear.
Nope, only. This is Deadly Premonition, I bet. That's my guess.
Deadly. Oh, is it? Oh, I know this game. This is like one of the most critically acclaimed / panned games. This is
a really bad good game or good bad game.
Oh, it's not
wrong.
Though. Get. Oh, so it's an
open world shooter with a guy in his underwear.
We're getting some UI. Oh, this is Saints Row.
Go ahead.
Definitely.
Saints Row. Saints Row the third.
You think it's the third? 360 PS3.
Producer saying number 2. What do you say? Saints Let's Row. Give it to the producer.
Let's go producer. Saints Row 2.
Okay, he's saying no. Sorry.
All right. We're at a lack of... Yeah! Good job! Steven, he was right! There he is!
It's Saints Row 2, Saints Row everybody. 2.
Man, this is a good one. This is my favorite Saints Row game, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
This game's goated. Absolutely.
What was with that first screenshot?
Yeah.
That was the... Nobody would have said, oh, that's Saints Row 2.
It's a woven basket. I thought this was Resident Evil 4. Like, I thought you were in the village, and this is one of the baskets or whatever, or something that are on the ground. Interesting. And this really one, too. Bad. And this one doesn't help at all. all right, next one.
Completely different, like, feeling from the first screenshot to the second one.
Yeah, it drastically changed.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay. That was a blur. Oh, okay, look at here.
We got pixel graphics. We got a guy with an afro and mustache. He might be selling the goods, if you know what I'm saying.
No, it's not. That is graffiti on a, looks like a garage. Oh,
yeah, you're right. But it looks like somebody door. That maybe...
I'm going to say...
Sells the ganj.
This is a...
Am I wrong? You got aviator sunglasses on?
You know what this looks like? This looks like a revival of Double Dragon of some sort. It looks like the intro level of Double Dragon.
The first Double Dragon?
Yeah, but do Double Dragon Advance, because it's not 2.
Double Dragon Advance.
Wrong.
Ooh, this is ugly.
It looks like a point-and-click adventure game now.
Original release too old for Metacritic, so this is an old game.
Yeah. Definitely looks old. It's pixels. It looks like a...
This is a...
Point-and-click in China,
Japan, Korea, maybe? I don't know.
Definitely not. It's probably Japan if it's old.
Nope. Does it have any point click stuff?
Nope.
Okay.
It's like it looks like a humorous point and click video game. So
Conquer.
Nope. Yeah. Gosh.
There we go. Let's go ahead and put that in here.
You're gonna put Conquer.
Let's go ahead and put Conquer England. Conquering England. There it is. Nope. That looked like what is the? Oh, it's an arcade game. Fighter. It's got to be a fighter. Bars on the top. Yeah. No.
Oh, that's good observation.
Bars on the top.
I don't know.
This is street. Could it be a Street Fighter game?
No, maybe Street Fighter 1.
The OG Street Fighter.
But they haven't showed any. Oh, well, I guess they want to show early. A fighter.
Yeah. Please be Street Fighter.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Number 3.
A game
Good
I've job. Never played in my entire life.
I mean, that's an obscure Street Fighter game because the first one is very bad.
You fight on Mount Rushmore.
Keep going.
In front of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, there you go. And there's Ryu because you can only be Ryu or Ken.
Cool. Wow, look at this.
That's cool. The precursor to Chun-Li's level. Cool. Good job, James.
Hey, you know
we
what?
We are 1-2.
We're 2-2. We have the last one, too. Remember, it was Saints Row.
Oh, wow.
You know, just two seconds ago. This looks like the game that your wife plays all the time in order to relax. What is the name of that game?
Unpacking.
I'm putting that down. There's no way that's what this is, but that's the first thing I thought
It
of.
Looks like it's from the same era.
Dude, if I get this right, it's I'm buying a lottery
pixel,
ticket.
Not a pixel game, but...
Ooh, 82%. Ooh, this is
This looks like so. It's like probably a side scroller.
What is this animation style called? Just animation, I guess. I don't know what to call this. We're looking at a skateboard. It looks like somebody's room. If I were to guess something,
Dude, I don't know. You're gonna like have to skip.
Can it be a? Yeah, I don't know. I'm skipping this one.
Just hit skip, not submit.
Why is it? Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. This, oh, this looks even like the Behemoth, the guys who make Castle Crashers. So
is that what it's called? Behemoth?
Or that's no, that's the developer. Oh. But it's the same vein. So I think you should say Alien Hominid.
That does look like an alien on the left. I think you're right. Hominid.
Just the first one.
Alien Hominid. Sorry.
Nope.
Puzzle elements, RPG elements, story game.
Dude, this looks like a Behemoth game for sure. So I don't.
Are we skipping again?
Yeah, skip.
Okay,
skip.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's a.
This looks like Steven Universe. 2024. So literally last year.
I can't remember. This is not Dave Does Games or whatever. What is it?
Hilltop Studios. That's who it's by.
Nope.
I don't know
who that is.
Little Guardsman.
Little Guardsman. Okay.
I've never heard of that. No, I don't know what this is.
Guess what? You're not a gamer. You're a loser.
You know what this was?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. All right. Well, we won one and they said, hey, let's give them the hardest thing possible. Okay.
Guess that game.
3D animation. We're looking at a river coming down a mountain.
Beautiful. It looks like a PlayStation 2 era graphics. It looks
very serene. This could almost be Halo.
No, it's not Halo. This not could even
almost
close.
Be Halo.
This is Onimusha.
Ah, of course. Onimusha. The game that I saw that trailer and I was like, oh, I want to play
one
this.
Or two.
Warlords, is it the first one?
I would say do two.
All right. Samurai's Destiny. It is.
Nope, I was completely wrong.
75%. It is a top down. That's a weird angle though for that top
looks
down.
Like, those look like people.
Yeah, those are people farming something.
This might be Black and White.
But what's the game called?
Black and White.
Black and White 2?
No, just Black and White 1.
What if they only have Black and White 2?
Just do it then.
Black and White 2.
Good job.
Let's go. Black and White 2. Wow, that's a bad name. Right. Oh, we got some dogs on the next screen too. Yeah, look at that. Because
you play as a god and you have to appease. It's like a 4H or a 4A game. 4X game. 4X Thank game? You, producer Steve.
Age of Mythology. Like that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. That also got DLC announced. The remaster.
We're on to really the funny. Next one, everybody. Yep. So we are 3 for 4.
So have you ever seen Cobblestone Paths? That's what this is. That's his first image. Cobblestone Pass. It looks like there's legs of some kind. Could be a dog. Maybe table legs. Can't tell. It's giving a shadow. Legs. It's giving a shadow, though, I think. Or is that a puddle?
That's a puddle.
It's a puddle underneath it. This is screaming Kingdom Hearts.
Dude, you might be. That's a little too...
You think so? Do you have anything
Unless
else?
Unless it's the HD remaster. That looks too high res for Kingdom Hearts, but go ahead.
Kingdom Hearts. Boom.
Nope.
88% on Metacritic, though. More cobblestone pathing in between a river...
And there is some, and it is a cartoon graphics.
Is this a puddle or is it a shadow?
I have no idea.
I think it's a shadow.
Whatever. Skip. I have no idea. King's Quest 7.
So you did have an idea.
Is this GameCube?
Whoa, is this a Mario game?
Mario Sunshine?
Oh, you're right. That's 100% what this is. Oh, one of the worst games ever made.
Yes.
Switch re-release too. It's got to be Mario Sunshine. Got to be. Got to be. What? All right, we're in the right ballpark.
It's
Mario.
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario.
Again.
From the producer with a second. I think he's right.
Nintendo doing again.
Oh, he's wrong.
It's a Mario game. What Mario? It's re-release.
This is a Super Mario RPG?
No, but I'll put it down because I don't know what else it'll be. Is that what it's called, RPG?
I mean, wasn't there like a
Legend of the Seven Stars?
Yeah, that's the SNES version. So
not that. It came out originally on the GameCube.
Yeah, I know. Was there a sequel to it of some sort?
I still think it might still be Paper Mario. Is there another Paper Mario game that came out?
The Thousand Year Door.
Dude, that's an old door.
Yeah, oh, there you go. We're going to give it to producer Steve.
Steven got it. Hey, I remember Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door very well.
All right. So that's 4 out of 5. All right. Are we done?
No, let's go one more. One more, everybody. All right, hey, we're starting off incredibly strong here.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a gray screen with a little bit on the left that's blue.
Okay, guess what?
You know it.
Paperboy.
Oh, Paperboy.
I'm going Paperboy.
That's the name of a rapper, I believe. Is it like that, though?
And maybe with a dash.
Paper. Nothing. I don't think we'll see it. Boy.
Regular Nintendo game, just whatever.
All right, let's go Paper Beast, because I like that name. Paper Beast. No. Original release, too old. Wow. This is a Pokemon game? Might be a Pokemon game.
This is here. A Nintendo game. Maybe Hogan's Alley?
Oh, my God. Jesus. I pray it's a Pokemon game for your sake.
Hogan.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Hogan's man. Alley. If this is right, we're going to cut this, because...
Why?
You're scaring the
It looks like an 8-bit game.
Oh, thank God. All right. DOS game.
Oh. A DOS game? A
DOS game.
That looks like a Mega Man. Blocks.
Can we skip forever?
Just skip, yeah.
It's a DOS game.
It looks like Mega Man.
Is it Mega Man?
Did Mega Man come on DOS? Yeah, it was not great, but yeah.
If this is Mega Man, wow. No. What in God's name is this?
What is that? It's clearly an 8-bit game. 1991?
1991. On DOS.
Only
on DOS.
Johnny's Quest. Let's do it. Johnny's Quest.
Like that? Oops.
Come on, spell.
Genius. Johnny's Quest. Like that?
Yeah.
Johnny Quest.
No. I know you're talking about Johnny Quest. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how to spell John.
Who cares?
Quest. About that? Oh, Quest for Arrest. Brian's Journey. The hell is this game? Ideas from
a
the
boy
deep.
In his blob.
Is that an actual guess?
Yeah, that but could that be a came game. From that came on Nintendo too.
Whatever. Boy and his blob. Maybe the DS version came from Nintendo, but this one did not.
No.
Oh, it's Commander Keen, Invasion of the Vorticons.
How can I forget?
Wow, dude.
Wow, that was hard. So we got 4 out of 6?
4 out of 6. And
we're
the
doing
two,
pretty good.
The two that we didn't get might as well not exist, because I've never heard of either of those games. Commander Keen and the Vorticons or whatever the hell. And what was this one again? Little Guardsman.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't think
you know, guess the game.
Anybody's
shout out,
ever played that.
Because they're not real. That's the thing. They might be just trying to fool us because these games aren't real. Some of these aren't real. All right, that's going to wrap things up.
They really did us with a 1991 8-bit DOS game.
DOS game, yeah. Wow.
And not Wolfenstein.
Yeah, right. Next one. All right, we're out of here. That's going to wrap things up. We'll be back next week. We'll talk more games.
Yeah.
We'll probably have... are you going to play Mind's Eye?
No.
Okay.
Is it on Game Pass?
I don't remember.
I'm not going to buy that thing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be either. But I'll have a full review of Clair Obscur 2 months after release.
Yeah,
I'll when have we a full, come back
we can finally
week.
Talk about
we
it.
We can talk about the game.
I'm definitely going to finish Space Marine, though, because it's not a long game.
Oh, same. Yeah. That's a good shout. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. And the up-res version.
All right. Well, thanks for being a good host.
We're
going to
Nux. Hey, it's our first and, Nux. This might be the most awkward episode we've ever had.
Congratulations for winning an awesome award.
We're Nuxing. First episode.
Shared media on the map with video games.
See you guys next week.
Peace.